Welcome to the Williams Nikken YB Herton phone conference line.
Hi, Ruth.
Hi, can you hear me?
Uh-huh, I can hear you. This is Donna.
Hi, Donna. I just tried to mute myself.
I'm not going to be in the call long, but I just wanted to, I'm going to just listen in.
Okay. Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Are you there, Ruth, or are you muted? If I know you're there. If you're muted, just don't say nothing. Anybody else here this morning? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Monty?
Fine. Sounds like Karen.
Yeah. Sorry, I should have said that.
Oh, that's okay.
And this is Donna. I'm just going to listen in because I'm getting ready because I have a eye appointment, so I'm going to listen in. And Dennis, Ruth did mute her button already.
Oh, okay. Got it. Thank you, Donna.
You're welcome. Karen, how's Clyde doing?
He's doing fine right now. Had another little, I don't know what you call it, but anyway, made another trip across the mountain yesterday. But he's doing fine right now.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Be glad this is over with.
Good morning, Margaret.
Hey, good morning, Monty.
How
are you doing today?
Good, good. Things are looking up.
Oh, we're having, the weather is just perfect today. Sun shining, it's nice, not too hot, not too cold.
Yeah, ours is good old Pacific Northwest weather. We're having nice liquid sunshine.
Oh, are you?
Sun keeps us nice and green, which I love. It keeps the dust down, you know.
Yeah, I know. We have dust, and the grass is not as green as it could be.
Only trouble with the grass being green, I got to mow it almost twice a week.
Margaret, I want you to know that Monty lives on the dark side of the mountain. I live on the sunny side.
Oh, really?
And we have sunshine today.
You have sunshine.
Shut up, Karen.
I couldn't resist that, Monty.
And you know what? Monty has his picture on. I just saw that. He's on the screen today, or maybe he's bad, but I've just seen it.
Yeah, that was me 4 years ago.
Karen,
oh,
maybe,
well.
Maybe Monty should come over to the mountain and visit you today.
Well, it's 7:01, so why don't we hang on just a second. So we'll just go ahead and get started on a wonderful Friday. We all that are on the call woke up this morning. That meant good things for us. That means we're alive and well and above ground. Thank heaven. So we'll just go ahead and talk about basically pretty much our mission here on this program. For those of you that are not on the Webinex, we'd like to welcome you to the call. If you can get on the Webinex, that's certainly just get a little bit more visual information than you do verbally. But again, thank you for being here, each and every one of you. On Fridays, what we try to do is I try to review what some of the things that we went through on from Monday. This week, and sometimes I don't catch certain nuggets. I call them nuggets, things that kind of stand out that what people talk about. So if you are a host or have hosted a call, or there's something, the nugget that you picked up last week, when I get done reviewing it, I'll ask you to speak up, and if you have something you would like to say, fine. If not, then we'll go ahead and get right on into the main subject of today's call that I'll be talking about, which is pretty well much, it's going to be talked about stress and certain things that we can do about stress, and we'll go from there. That'll help each and every one of us, because I know, unfortunately, stress is something that we all have, and we can't avoid it. But there's ways of making it a lot easier for us to handle. So anyhow, we'll start off with Ruth on Monday. Ruth we talked and happened to mention about Clyde being in the hospital and Karen not being on the call due to some gallbladder situations. And Donna talked about a gallbladder flush with apple juice and olive oil and lemon. And we kind of agreed that sometimes it's best to detoxify our body and flush certain things out, which I feel that it seems like every article I read about certain things, or Ruth talks about it a lot, and that is how to detoxify the body. And basically what the gallbladder does, it helps digest fat foods. One of the questions that Karen had was that does good fats affect the gallbladder? And so I've done some research over the last week, and I found out that the good fats that we all talk about here on the program, which is the olive oil and the omega-3 fats and everything else, are good for the gallbladder. Basically, what the gallbladder does, it produces bile, which helps with. So that's kind of where we'll go from there. We talked about leptin, which regulates body weight, and how it's so important, and we should at least get 3 or 4 hours of before we go to bed at night. We should 3 to 4 hours try not to eat anything, because that what that basically does, she said, was when we eat before bed, insulin goes up and leptin goes down, which affects sleep. So if you're the best thing for, and I think the best thing too for digestion and just letting the body kind of rest a little bit, and that is to try not to eat before we go to bed. But yet, I know some people on the program, and you know, like to have a snack before bed. And here again, we're not saying definitely what you can and can't do. It's you have to, and like Ruth even mentioned on Monday's call, was you have to listen to your body. So you make that choice again is up to you, and we talked about choices an awful lot. Drink water. It helps move nutritionals through our body, which are very important. Don't have body. If we don't have a good amount of water in our body does not absorb the nutrients that it needs to do. On Tuesday, Karen wasn't able to be on the call because she was with her husband, Clyde, with that situation, and Ruth talked about it was kind of what we call our measuring up day. And that's kind of where we kind of look at ourselves and some goals that we've set, and have we achieved those particular goals for the week. She talked about how knowledge is one of the nice things about this program. You know, sometimes we repeat things over, but sometimes just the knowledge that a person learns on a particular call can be very important for their health. And she talked about how does our body basically function. We need to listen to our body and to be consistent in regards to listening to that body. She talked about ways to just to measure up, you know, whether that be measuring your body and doing certain things or whatever. But that's very, very important. And she said she had a slide there, which basically talked about how you, let's see if I can find it here. I don't see it. How to, extra, in other words, like extra food means extra weight, which means extra inflammation, which means extra diseases. And we always talked about that, how food and improper food particularly can lead to, through inflammation, lead to extra chronic diseases that we have. We also talked about something that we've done quite a few years back, and that was our food block chart, which basically was kind of new to some people on the call. Others, it was something that we have utilized in the past, and we found that to be very, very important in regards to sometimes when we don't follow a certain avenue, we sometimes get off base a little bit, and we find out that we eat more than what we should be eating. And by following the blocks, which means the certain amount of things that women get 3 blocks and men get 4 blocks, but we found that some of us are going to go back to that particular thing. So,
this is Monty.
Yes, Ruth.
Would you like me to put those charts on?
Well, yeah, you can.
You're going to cover something else, so I didn't put them.
Yeah, I'm going to move on into the rest of the week, and then we'll get to the other things.
Okay, we'll get back to the food blocks on Monday then.
Okay, great. I really appreciate that. Let me see. Wednesday, Mary Lou was on the call with us, and she had a nice little cartoon that was on there, which I thought was made a lot of sense in her. And one of the things that she talked about, how her doctor was amazed and really said that Mary Lou was really what we call an accountable patient. In other words, that she took an interest in her own health, where a lot of people just kind of go to the doctor and do what the doctor says, but Mary Lou is the type of person that will speak up and not be afraid to say certain things. She also talked about Dr. Blaylock says that cholesterol is not as important as doctors have given it, and that was a new newsletter that came out on Dr. Blaylock, and our brains basically need cholesterol, and the doctors are, maybe cholesterol isn't as important, it's important, but it's not as important to have it low, because one thing I have found out, that the brain does need cholesterol, and basically she talked about that statins are immune depressants. In other words, when we take statins, it actually affects our immune system. So there's, and like all medications, as far as I'm concerned, there's side effects, and that would be one of them. And that's why being on a inflammation diet is the best way of basically eating, and that's what we definitely talk about here on this particular program. She talked about how statin causes memory loss, brain hemorrhages, and Lou Gehrig's disease, and a bunch of other disease, which I didn't write down. But statins basically have been overhyped. She talked about how aspirin is causing bleeding in our intestines. And I think she said that if we take, for every aspirin we take, we bleed about a teaspoonful of blood that gets into our intestines. So again, we have to pay attention to our bodies, and that's very, very important. Low cholesterol can lead to brain aneurysms. Again, the brain needs cholesterol. And Dr. Blaylock talked about how people over 70, the low cholesterol can cause increase in dementia. And I know that's one of my concerns because I'm over 70. So it's something that really made sense to me. And that harder the arteries can come from inflammation. So one of the things that we have to always do and understand is that I'm not using these charts right, Ruth, and I apologize for that, but I'll catch on, I guess. Low magnesium is bad, so that we got to get it over, and we get a lot of good magnesium, of course, from vegetables. And for those people that need magnesium supplements, that can be important to them, too. Going back to the blocks and eating more alkaline food needs to be. We talked about steaming vegetables quickly and blenderizing. Dr. Blaylock talks about how that when he blenderizes vegetables and things like that, that basically your body absorbs more of the nutrients that would if we just basically pretty much ate them raw. The subject of hawthorn came up, and some of the people commented that that was very good, too. Thursday, Ruth talked about, she zipped through the slides like we always try to do on a daily basis, which I'm not doing today, and I apologize for it. But basically, how to avoid chronic disease, we listen to our body, the toxins, the slide water, all that sort of stuff, and really appreciate that because I think that we need to keep that kind of in our mind on a daily basis. We did discuss liver support and how liver support was very important to our liver, and the liver support that we have through Neekin is excellent, and how the greenzymes and the osteodense and the Bergastol and all those kind of things are very important. We watched a video, which I really enjoyed, on basically coconut oil, because we've had a lot of discussion over the weeks in regards to coconut oil and the way different people are utilizing it, and it's swishing around. And one of the, and some of us, Mary Lou and I think Kathleen, use it as a swish, to where they swish it around in their mouth for about 20 minutes and then spit it out, and they found that that's very beneficial to the health. The other thing I found out about coconut oil is that if we talk about omega-3s and omega-6s, and that is that the bad omegas are the omega-6s, even though we need a certain percentage of them, but compared to olive oil, to coconut oil, there's less omega-6s in coconut oil than there is basically in olive oil. And that kind of makes sense. Kathleen talked about her health and how she's basically improved by being on this call and getting the information every day, and she's learning things and listening and learning, and it's making a choice, making, allowing her to make some choices that are very important in her life. So that's kind of my review of last week. Does anybody have any comments they'd like to make, or maybe something, a nugget for them? Okay. If not, I'm going to talk about something that is in our lives. I don't want to say daily, but it's something that pretty much we can't avoid. But first, I'd just like to say that food is as powerful as drugs. And I know I certainly believe that, and I believe that the way that we eat can have actually beneficial health things to our body. And I know most of us on this call have some sort of religion that we believe in, or I'll call it a faith, and whatever. But, you know, I think that I read a comment, and it said that religiously nourish your body with proper nutrition, exercise, recreation, sleep, and relaxing techniques. And I think that's something that if we look at food, and maybe I'm not saying the right words here, but if we have a certain faith that we do believe in and we live that faith, that we need to rethink about the foods that we eat is almost as a, I don't want to say a religion, but I mean, if we could eat the proper way that we know that we need to eat based upon how we believe in our faith, if we really believe in it, that basically that's the smart thing to do. But I'd like to talk to you about the stress and how basically stress in our life is, like I said, we pretty much can't avoid it. And what can bring down the strongest man down but cannot be avoided? Of course, it's stress. And I know Ruth has said this many times, that stress is a silent but deadly killer. You know, stress can break our body down mentally and physically. It can lower our immune system and can create inflammation in the body. And I know that when I have gone through stressful situations in my life, and basically that I don't feel as good. I don't feel as happy. I know I get little aches and pains and discomforts or headaches and everything else. But however, it's not all gloom and doom, and that's the one thing about it. The good news is that our body, and I know we've taught this a lot on this program, can basically repair itself when given the right materials. And one of your body's best defense against stress is food. And it's also one of the worst things, too, is that usually sometimes when people get stressed out, the first thing we want to do is we want to run to something to comfort us, and sometimes it's potato chips or chocolate or something that we feel that is a comforting food to us, and we start chewing down on the food. But if you're stressed out, a lack of nutritional food will actually make the situation worse. So we want to make sure that if we are stressed and we do head to get a little something, we want to make sure that it's very nutritional, and I think that's very important. Today I'd like to share with you some key components of the stress-fighting program. The nutritional plan is centered on healing body while simultaneously promoting calm, and I think that's one of the things we all would like to feel, that when we have stress that we can get into a more of a better mood and feeling it. And one of the things that's basically beneficial, and I know that sometimes we don't understand this, but one of the things that causes or gives us a good feeling or bad feelings are our adrenal glands. And the adrenals are a small gland, if you'll notice on the slide, that basically sit on top of the kidneys, and they kind of look like top hats when I look at it. At first glance, these little tiny glands seem insignificant, but don't be fooled, they pack quite a punch. The adrenals are made up of different parts. There's two of them. One's the medulla, and the other one is the cortex. And basically what the medulla does in that little gland there is it pretty well much gives us our adrenaline. We get excited or we have fear or things like that. That it basically produces what's called the... It just releases adrenaline within our bodies, which helps our body deal with high stress. And the cortex, basically, which is the other part of the adrenal, releases cortisol, which reduces inflammation within the body. The adrenalines basically pretty much try to keep our body in balance by producing the necessary hormones that we need. However, if being under stress, and this is something that kind of amazed me when I read this, was that being under stress for a long time run the risk of what they call adrenaline fatigue. Many people suffer from adrenal fatigue without even knowing it. It's one of the telltale symptoms is a constant tired feeling. And that's when our adrenalines get too stressed out. We just basically feel kind of like we're tired all the time. But the one thing that adrenalines need, in far we're talking about nutrition and food, is they need specific nutrients to function well. First thing they need is protein. They need water. And, of course, we've got the greatest water, I believe, on Earth through our aqua, through our waterfall and our water bottle. It needs fat, and it also needs salt. B vitamins and vitamin C are also good examples of ideal health fats. And it needs, as far as the fats go, the extra virgin oil, the coconut oil. In other words, omega-3 rich type oils. Wild caught salmon is an example. Avocados, and I know that we've come to really understand that how avocados are very, very, have a very good healthy omega-3s in them. Walnuts, chia, and I hadn't really understood what chia was, and maybe some of you on this call even eat them, but they're basically pretty much seeds that pack, and I didn't really understand this, almost three times more omega-3 in them than basically olive oil and other type things like flaxseed oils. But the chia seed is very, very, very high in omega-3s. And, of course, the quality source of proteins would be things like chicken, fish, eggs, nuts, grass-fed red meat, which we shouldn't eat too much, maybe only two servings of them. I think Mary Lou talked about two servings that Dr. Blaylock said a week of about 4 ounces each. The other great source of vitamin C, that includes our things that we've always believed in eating, and that's berries and peppers and tomatoes and kiwis and guava and papaya and citrus fruits. And when I lived in Hawaii for about a year and a half before I joined the Air Force way back when, the early 1960s, and boy, I just used to love the guava juice that they produced there on the island, and I just drank lots of it. B vitamins are, of course, present in the foods that we eat, and that's like the spinach, the parsley, the broccoli, beets, mustard greens, and asparagus, and they're great for promoting a healthy nervous system. I'm going to make a statement here, and then I'll verify it, because there's good thoughts for it and there's bad thoughts for it, but one of the important complements to managing stress basically is salt. And the reason is that the adrenalines need salt. I know that a lot of people are fearful of the salt we put on our tables and everything else, but we also need to be looking for a salt that's very good, that is natural, and that's kind of what they call a sea salt. And the reason is because it has those wonderful minerals in it that are very, very important to the adrenal. One we talk about a lot of is the real salt that we discuss on the program. Also, stress causes inflammation, and feeding your adrenals helps to keep inflammation low. And I know through the teachings of Ruth and the teachings of basically medical experts, all are coming to the main thought process now that inflammation is responsible for causing pain and diseases. and the basically the two things that everyone can do without, and I certainly agree with that. I certainly don't like those type of things. The other thing that's very important for the adrenal gland is antioxidants, and we all know about that because antioxidants help to protect cells from damage, and every day we are faced with toxins in our air and from food and water and all those other types of things, and it's just real important that we take care of that with particularly our Neekin products, and the toxins are very, very important, and basically what toxins do, they oxidize things. And think of oxidation and stress as, I guess, rust on a metal pipe. And when we have, we don't have enough, and antioxidants, basically what they do is they help to prevent the rust from forming. And that's why it's so important. If you have are under serious internal stress and dealing with environmental stress, which we all do, antioxidants should definitely be part of our diet. We totally believe that, and of course, the more alkaline those antioxidants can be through fruits and vegetables and things, of course, the better off it is. We need, of course, the vitamin C and the vitamin E, and that, of course, comes from our berries, citrus fruits, avocado, spinach, almonds, and then, of course, we also need to be drinking good, healthy water, and we know that that basically is good for our skin, our lung, our bladder, and our colon. One of the things I've found out over the years is that sometimes the constipation, people get a lot of it, and particularly older people, and that's the main reason is they don't drink enough water. And when our colon doesn't have, or I should say our body, through our digestive system, which goes into our colon, and that is if we don't have enough water basically in our system, that two things happen. One is that fortunately, a lot of our nutrients are actually absorbed through the colon, but the other thing is when we don't have the water down there, that the colon basically doesn't function the way that it needs to function, which allows us to have a smooth movement. One of the other things that in regards to stress is serotonin. And you know the warm feeling when we feel good or we're in a good mood, we kind of feel good. Well, basically, that's the rush of the hormone serotonin being released from our brain. We've talked about the brain a lot, and serotonin is the feel-good hormone. It's crucial to battling stress. Your serotonin levels are directly related to your mood. The higher your levels of serotonin are in your body, the better you'll basically be able to handle stress. And it ain't going to take it away, but it basically will allow our bodies to handle it, and that way we don't have the bad effects of it. And of course, serotonin is produced from an amino acid. It comes from tryptophan, and tryptophan is found in a variety of foods, and I didn't know that. I always thought pretty much that tryptophan, you know, I've always heard about when we have Thanksgiving or we have a big meal and we have turkey and chicken or things like that we kind of feel afterwards, we kind of want to lay down and take a nap, or we feel pretty good, I didn't realize it, but tryptophan is basically very high in shrimp and turkey and cod, chicken, halibut, spinach, asparagus, salmon, mustard greens, kelp, and eggs are very high in tryptophan. And serotonin also is released when you exercise. And I know this makes sense since a workout is one of the best stress relievers, yet another great reason to get out there and bust a little bit of sweat. And I know Ruth has talked about it, and she also talked about a person that couldn't sleep and how what they had to do was get up and start doing some exercise and moving around and doing whatever. And Ruth has even made the comment, I believe, that when she sometimes when she exercises before she goes to bed and gets to moving around, that she feels that sometimes she sleeps better. Now remember, there's nothing that we can do about to avoid stress, but you can definitely take action to minimize it. And that's how you can beat stress, through good nutrition. And I totally believe that, and we've taught that in this program, that not only is good nutrition valuable for pretty much everything that we do in our lives, whether it be joint pain, or I'm not making any medical diagnosis or anything else like that, but I just want to make the statement that I know we're here again on the right track, and sometimes we don't realize that the food that we eat affects different organs within our bodies, and that's why it's very important to eat a nice, high, as much alkaline type foods that we teach. It's one of the reasons we need to drink the water that we do, to get the sleep that we get through our Niken sleep pads and quilts, and just our nutrition is one of the better ones on the market, and get that old liver kept nice and clean, and through our liver support and our bones. We know we all need healthier bones, and the older we get, the more important that becomes to us. Unfortunately, that statement that I just made is, I wished I could say that the younger generation, you know, and Rick talks about that a lot on his calls, the new calls we're doing, he done Thursday night, how basically if we can just get more of our message to the younger generation out there and get them to understand. And sometimes I've often thought about, I had a friend that was blind, and he used to go to, they would always bring him in to, matter of fact, he was in my Niken business, his name was Johnny Strand, and he was a silver, him and his wife Kathy, and he became blind and lost, they had to actually basically remove his eyes, but he was always the Diabetic Association asked him to come around and do quite a bit of speaking in regards to, and his theory and talk was, well, this was what could happen to you if you don't start taking care of yourself, and particularly your diabetes. And sometimes I think, sometimes we don't need, and I know this might sound strange a little bit, but sometimes we don't need the nice, tall, thinny person talking about good health. Sometimes we need to, for the younger generation, is possibly overweight, big-bellied, bent over, joint pain, and whatever, to show the younger generation that if they don't catch on to better eating habits and exercising and really taking control and care of their body, that someday you could have the body that they're looking at. So that's kind of what I've got to say this week. Does anybody have anything or any comments you'd like to make at this time? Or have any questions?
Well, Monty,
yes.
I think that your discussion today about stress was targeted just for me.
Oh.
I have got to find a way to lower my stress level. And I know that eating correctly is going to help my body get through the stressful times. But I appreciate your discussion today.
Well, it's like I said, everybody has stress, Karen. We all have it in our different ways and different things that cause it. And unfortunately, it's like it says, the strongest man in the world can't avoid stress. And it's there, and it's with us usually on a daily basis, whether it be bad news or whether it be negative thought process or whether it be in your situation, patient, an emergency situation, a medical situation, I mean, with Clyde, and just plain old family, families can cause stress. But again, if we abide by what we're learning on this program over the weeks and years that some of us have been on it, that, again, just eating the right way, again, helps us to calm ourselves a little bit and helps fight that stress, you know. And I often think, and you guess maybe I'll use you as an example, if you don't mind, and I just would hate to think possibly over the years that you've been eating the way that you have and better, that if you hadn't been doing that and doing some of the things that you're now doing to take care of your health and making health important in your life and in your family's life, I sometimes wonder what kind of a condition you or all of us might be in if we weren't better in control of our health the way that we are.
Well, going along with what you're saying there, you know, Clyde several times has had some health challenges, and he just bounces back. In fact, the other day he made the statement that he's convinced the reason why he is back so quickly on these things is because of what Niken has been teaching him all through the years and the lifestyle that we've been living. And And then I've got to tell you one other thing that I think is just absolutely delightful. My little grandson the other day said, I know, he was going to Scouts, and they were going to be roasting marshmallows and making s'mores. And he told his mother, I'm not eating any marshmallows or s'mores. And she said, why? He says, because it's got sugar in it.
Well, those are valuable ideas that we plant in children. You know, Ruth has talked about some of the things she's done with her children, and I know that what you're doing with your grandchildren and whatever, and you might not ever be able to see it because you might not be on this earth, but you will be rewarded for the knowledge that you're giving these people and each and every one of us that they're willing to speak up health and proper ways of eating will be rewarded.
Well, it sure is fun when you see Emma making some good decisions.
Feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
You betcha. Okay, well, if anybody else have any comments or you'd like to make at this time or any questions? Well, I'd like to thank each and every one of you that have been on the call, contributed, hosted, listened, but just learned the knowledge that Ruth talks about that's so valuable and important to us. So we got a weekend coming up here. Just keep good health in your mind and be conscious of it. And, Karen, we wish Clyde all the best. We'll put him in our prayers, and things will be okay.
Thank you so much.
Talk to you later. Tell everybody hello.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.